USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Georgia recount finds a second county with thousands of uncounted votes in the November 3rd election, again favoring President Trump. Georgia voting official Gabriel Sterling explains the error.
This is a slightly different situation from Floyd. These were scanned votes that are on a memory card, whereas Floyd were a box of unscanned votes.
White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox a third county has disclosed it too missed votes in the Georgia election.
There's reporting that in a third county in Georgia, in Walton County, they have found the same issue, a memory card that was not registered with votes. And guess what? These votes favor President Donald J. Trump.
Back in 2018 and 19, two Boeing 737 planes crashed, killing 346 people. After that, the planes were grounded. The Federal Aviation Administration is reporting it will lift the 20-month grounding of the Boeing 737s in the United States on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
With a COVID-19 vaccine update, USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
Pfizer has launched a pilot delivery program for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine in four states as the drug maker seeks to address distribution challenges facing its ultra-cold storage requirements. The vaccine, which has been shown to be more than 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on initial data, must be shipped and stored at negative 94 degrees, significantly below the standard for vaccines of 36 to 46 degrees. It picked Rhode Island, Texas, New Mexico, and Tennessee for the program after taking into account their differences in overall size, diversity of populations, immunity infrastructure, and the need to reach individuals in varied urban and rural settings. The four states will not receive vaccine doses earlier than any other states. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Social media giants may soon be facing antitrust lawsuits from the feds. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The CEOs of Facebook and Twitter faced a grilling Tuesday from the Senate Judiciary Committee. They were called to testify on the policies their companies use for moderating content. The hearing was sparked by Twitter's refusal to allow a New York Post story about Hunter Biden to be shared. Senator Josh Hawley had a line of questioning for Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg about coordination between Facebook, Twitter, and Google on what they will and will not censor. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News what he heard at Tuesday's hearing could rise to an antitrust case.
Mark Zuckerberg admitted to me under oath that, yeah, actually, Facebook censorship teams do talk to Google and Twitter. And he hastened to add, but we make our own decisions. But he admitted that, yeah, actually, they are in coordination. And the whistleblower revealed to me that, in fact, they coordinate very, very closely. I think this warrants antitrust scrutiny. And tell you what, it warrants further action by Congress. Congress is going to have to get off its backside and do something here, or these corporations are going to run America.
From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Hulu's streaming service announced Tuesday it's increasing the price of its monthly streaming service. Hulu said starting next month it'll bump up its service by $10 to $65 per month. Competitor YouTube TV has been at $65 rate for some months now. NASA announced an asteroid roughly the size of a Ford F-150 pickup truck zipped by less than 300 miles away from Earth last week and likely would have broken up in the atmosphere. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.